Welcome to Waypoint Real Talk, where we discuss real estate and your home. Let's get started with your hosts, Aaron Shishilla and Austin Hines.
Hello and welcome to Waypoint Real Talk. Today we have an awesome guest. He's the man, he's the myth, he's the legend, John Shishilla from Honor Services. Welcome, John.
Thanks, Aaron. Thanks, Austin. Yeah.
All right, so John, Dad, my father, tell us a little bit about yourself so that way everybody can get to know you, and tell me a little bit about Honor Services and what we're going to talk about today.
So I'm John Shishilla. I'm over here on the east coast of Florida in Brevard County. I own a home inspection and pest control company, but I'm also a licensed contractor and an accredited claims adjuster. So we started out about 15 years ago doing a lot of inspections, a lot of wind mitigation, four-point inspections, and roof certifications. So we do about 3,500 inspections a year now. So we're pretty busy over here. We have quite a few inspectors that work for us. So we like to keep an eye on what's going on in the insurance industry, because it's a significant portion of our company and what we do. And we had a bill introduced recently, Senate Bill 76, Residential Property Insurance. It was introduced by Jim Boyd. He's a Florida senator from your side, over from Bradenton, I believe. And he introduced this bill to try to get a handle on the insurance claims that are going on in Florida.
So basically, and backtrack here, 3,500 inspections a year. That's crazy. That's awesome. But so this new Senate bill is in response to all the claims that have been going on because of insurance claims with hail damage, hurricane damage, everything else. And supposedly it's because our insurance rates for home insurance are increasing significantly. Is that right?
Yes. Over the last several years, we've seen huge increases in insurance rates in Florida. It's just some examples where some people have gone from, $1,800 a year to $6,000 a year, and of course, that varies by location, type of home, that kind of stuff. But just seeing a lot of increases, and a lot of people having a hard time finding insurance, a lot of it due to roofs. We've had a lot of claims, over the last couple of years with Hurricane Michael and Irma and some hail damage. So there's a lot of claims going in on the roofs, and insurance companies are paying out a lot of claims. So you'll hear people say, well, I got a free roof, or I got a new roof from my insurance company. And that's part of the problem is, roofs are damaged in a storm, and you should file a claim. But what we're seeing is a lot of people are getting claims, and now there's a subset of the roofing industry where these guys are going around, or girls, or people going around basically doing sales calls, soliciting people with free inspections to look at the roofs and see if they can file a claim against the insurance company to get, basically they'll tell you to get your free roof. But if they find any damage, they're turning it in and having the insurance company pay for the new roof.
So this is when you just have a huge storm come through Florida and those people come through your house, knock on your door and say, hey, because of that storm, we can get you a free roof. Just filing a claim with your insurance because we found some hail damage, and they just send pictures, or?
So that's basically what's happening, but is they're doing it, right now I believe the current law allows them to do it up to 3 years later. So there come 3 years after Hurricane Irma came through and said, hey, we found some loose and lifting shingles, whether it was caused by the storm or not, but it's within the, there was storm damage in that area, and they're filing these claims. In the process, they're asking you to assign benefits to them. So what's happening is you're basically telling the roofer, I want you to collect the money for me and for my roof. So the roofer or the claims adjuster or the salesman's, filing these claims on your insurance. And more often than not, a lot of times they're unwarranted. and the insurance company denies the claim. And that's when they go after the insurance company, they actually start to sue them on your behalf. And now the insurance company really has a problem because the lawsuit may cost them, you know, say $20,000 to defend, even if they're right, but it's maybe cheaper just to pay for the roof. And then, you know, as we all know, when there's an insurance claim involved, the roofers jack up their prices. So even though your roof might have cost $15,000, if you paid for it, now you're all of a sudden your insurance company's paying $22,000 for it, the same roof to be replaced. So, and we're all paying for it when it comes to our insurance premiums.
Right. So then who do you think is at fault here, right? Because if you get hail damage on your house, right, then that's what insurance should be for. But at the same time, exactly what is this bill taking off for the homeowner? Like, are they, it, the cost is prorated now, right? Instead of the insurance is going to have to fully pay for the roof replacement.
So what's happening is, so let's just say you had hail damage. Say you had a 20-year-old roof and a hailstorm comes through and it's damaged. Well, the older the roof is, the more likely it is to be damaged in a storm, any kind of storm. So now all of a sudden your insurance company realizes you have a 20-year-old roof, which you should have planned on replacing anyway, and they have to pay or foot the bill for the whole roof. And the reason for that is there's some building codes out there that require if 25% of the roof is damaged, they can't fix it. They have to replace the whole thing. And that comes from the fact that years ago, if you had damage on, like, say, one side of the roof or a section of the roof from a storm, the insurance company would pay for that section. And now that's no longer the case because they found that then the homeowner wouldn't replace the other side, and the other side would get damaged the next time. So we kind of put ourselves in this position by making the roof, whole roof, be replaced instead of fixed, or a section replaced. So now, you know, even though you have this old roof that only a portion was damaged, you know, say it was 30%, now they have to pay for the whole thing. And reality is the roof was in bad shape to begin with. But since it was damaged in a storm, it comes under claims. So you'll hear people now say, well, I'm hoping that my roof will be damaged in a storm because now my insurance company will pay for it. So that's why we're paying these higher premiums. The building code kind of forces them to pay for the whole thing instead of a portion of it. And they were not allowed to prorate it before, meaning if the roof was 1 year old or 20 years old, they had to pay for the whole thing. They're using the number 10 years in this bill right now. And, you know, obviously these can change. But so basically, if a roof is 10 years old, they want to be able to prorate it, not pay you the full value of the roof, meaning not pay for a new roof. But if it's gone through half of its, you know, depreciated halfway, they should only owe you for half of it. Even if they have to replace the whole roof, they should only owe you for half because you got half the life out of it. So that's kind of the way we deal with other things in insurance, like your car. If you total your car and it's a 10-year-old car, you're not getting a brand new car. Well, that's what they're doing. They're giving you a brand new roof. So, of course, you can see we're all paying for it.
Yeah. I mean, when you think about it, that makes sense, right? So if you purchase a house and you buy the house brand new, 20 years later, you could wish for a hailstorm. Hailstorm comes through, damages your roof. And at this point where we're at, you could file a claim with your insurance and they would replace the entire thing. But at the same time, why should they have to pay for the entire thing if your house needed a new roof anyway that you own, right? The insurance should just be there for emergencies, like a hail storm comes through, damages the entire roof, and it's only 10 years old, and then you can get half the cost, or maybe it's a brand new roof, and a hailstorm comes through, and it ruins the roof, right? Am I on the right track?
It's even worse than that. So if you have a 20-year-old roof, I'm using round numbers because it's easy, and the insurance and the hail only damages one plane of your roof, which happens to be one third of the roof or 30% of the roof, they now owe you for a whole new roof. And that's why it's coming so costly, because they have to replace the whole thing. Even though only a portion of it was damaged, and even though you probably would have had to replace it anyway, they're covering the cost now. So, and you know, when you talk about thousands or millions of homes, that starts to add up for an insurance company. You talk about in one area. So the roofers got smart, and they realized if there was hail damage or hurricane damage in one area, we should canvas the rest of the area for more damage. So what happens is after a storm rolls through, they even have hail maps where the hail hit. These guys or salesmen go out and they try to sell you a roof. They offer to go on your roof, do a free inspection. So you get these free inspections. And many times they're not exactly honorable, or they do some unscrupulous things like pull on the shingles and they come apart. They take a picture of it and say, hey, look at these shingles are loose or lifting, when they may not have been. You don't know because you weren't up there. You're a little old lady. You've never been on their roof. And they pull them apart, take some pictures, send it in. And now all of a sudden the insurance company owes you for a new roof, even though it was 10 years old. And they do this, and they have, basically right now they have 3 years. So they keep canvassing in the same area or areas where damage might be, whether it be Hurricane Michael, Hurricane Irma, or a hailstorm. And they keep filing claims. As the claim, if the claim gets denied, they just sue, they ask for your assignment of benefits. They sue the insurance company. The insurance company now has a choice: fight it, which costs legal fees, or pay for a roof. So a lot of times they're just easier to pay for the roof. So we keep going down this, it keeps happening like this. And this is why we keep paying a lot for insurance in Florida, homeowners insurance.
It seems like if I was a homeowner, which I am actually, okay, I can say that now. Every 20 years, a hailstorm's got to come through, right? So I could get a new roof every time.
So you think about it, all right, let's say you put a roof on and 5 years later you get a hurricane. When you use a hurricane, it may not have anything for another 5 years. Well, then all of a sudden we have one. The guy goes up there. Yes, you got loose and lifting shingles. File a claim. Your roof's only 10 years old. Well, now did that damage occur because it was 10 years old, or did that damage occur because it was the storm that caused it? And there's a controversy. If you don't know right before the storm what was damaged and what wasn't, you have no way of really tracking if it was really the storm or not. So ultimately, we're just filing more and more claims on our insurance. We're expecting the insurance companies in Florida almost to be our maintenance program, meaning instead of saying I should replace my roof every 15 to 20 years, there's people out there saying, no, I'll wait and see if, a storm comes through. I'll drag it out as long as I can. And that's why our insurance problem in Florida has gotten so strict with roofing and so strict with claims. Because this is an ongoing issue going all the way back to Andrew and before Hurricane Andrew.
And do you think this ties into how Florida has our wind mitigation and Four Points? And now Four Points are a whole lot harder to get insurance. The roof now has to be, we talked with Michelle Mosier from South Shore Insurance, and she was saying roofs now have to have 5 years of life left. Before it was 3 years, but they seem to increase that. Now, are they going to have, of course, the 4 point, when is it required to have a 4 point, right? It was 30 years. And now some insurance companies are saying they needed it as soon as when a home turns 5 years old. So are they going to require maintenance inspections now because of this and keep up and make sure that you're doing your due diligence as a homeowner to have the roof taken care of so they're not getting these claims?
So after Andrew, they required 4 points after 50 years. So the house is 50 years old, and they dropped it to 40. Now they're at 30. Some insurance companies are requiring it at 10. Some are sooner. Some are, if the house has been vacant, they want a 4 point on it. Of course, that includes the roof. You're seeing a lot of this where they're making the requirements, whether it be more life required on the roof. So, this, Aaron, from, doing inspections, if you do an inspection and I write a roof, and we'll use your number of 5 years because that's where it seems to be headed right at the moment. And if I do a roof inspection and we say the roof should last 20 years and it's 15 years old and I say it's 5 years left, the problem with that is that's great. I go get my insurance. What happens next year? Or what happens the day after when it's no longer 5 years left? It's 4 years, 364 days, or 4 years. Now I have to get a new roof because my insurance company doesn't want to insure me. So this is what we're seeing in Florida is a lot of people are getting their insurance dropped because they don't have enough life expectancy left. When we all know if you have 5 years, well, that should mean the roof should last 5 years, provided you don't have a big storm. But insurance companies know they're not collecting any premium from you if you get a storm that year, and that you can now file a claim and you get damage on your roof, you file this claim. So they want to guarantee that they're going to get some premiums before they file a claim. So this is why we keep going back to this. you know, a couple of years ago, if you had 2 years or 3 years left on your roof, you were fine. Now it's 5 years, you know? So we keep going back and forth. We keep making it harder and harder to get insurance, and we keep charging more and more. So something's got to change. And I think that's what this bill is about, is trying to change that a little bit.
Yeah. And do you think this bill is the solution to that problem, or do you think there's going to be more problems after this?
So the bill does, it does help cure a few things. You know, the, one of the first things it does, it tells them that they can't, you can't file a claim three years. It's now limited to 2 years. You know, that's sad for somebody who doesn't know the damage is there, but it also slows down. I mean, if you think about it, if you got some of these companies going out and just either causing or finding damage later on that weren't really an issue for the homeowner, but now that since they documented it, it'll slow down those claims a little bit. So that could be of help. And then, of course, you know, with less claims, you have less, you know, premiums required, that kind of thing. Prorating the roof at a certain point will certainly help. That does create another problem. Oh, let's just say, same scenario, say I'm allowed to prorate the roof according to the law at 10 years and say it's half the life, but a roof was going to cost me $20,000. Well, now I'm only going to get $10,000. Well, I need to now come up with the rest of the money to pay for that new roof. You know, we all know now I have a claim. It says the roof needs to be replaced. And I have to, you know, come up with the difference of the $10,000 to replace the roof. Well, what if I don't have it? That automatically creates another problem. You got the same little old lady who thought she had 10 years left on her roof, now has to figure out how to pay for half a roof. So, you know, it can help. I mean, get rid of some of the frivolous lawsuits and frivolous claims, but it also pins us into another corner where now you all of a sudden have to replace a roof that you didn't, you know, and you have to pay for half of it. So,
right.
I think it's a step in the right direction. I don't know if it, some places may go far enough. Sometimes it goes too far. Also reducing the attorney's awarded, you know, fees. You know, anybody tell you whenever it's a lawsuit, the only person who wins is the attorney. So a lot of times, I don't know, I'm not a legal, you know, counsel, but, you know, if we can keep the attorneys out, I think we're all better off because somebody's got to pay for the attorneys, right?
Yeah. Thinking like big picture about this, right? You know, the way it is now, insurance companies seem that they're just pushing the expense onto the homeowner to say, like, through your insurance cost, right, your premium, to say, okay, you're not going to save for your own roof and pay for your own roof. Well, we're just going to forward that off to you by increasing your insurance premium. So, yeah, you can take advantage of us by saying you get a hailstorm and we'll replace your roof. But, you know, if you would have just put that money away every month instead of paying the insurance company, you would have had plenty of money to pay for your roof over the next 20 years. So, now we're getting to a point of it's kind of flipping the card back to the homeowners to say you need to do your due diligence to save every month for your roof every 20 years for when that happens, because it's an expense, that a big expense that you need to save for, instead of putting that towards your insurance premium. So while, like, big picture, we're saving one aspect of lowering insurance premiums, homeowners are still going to have to take more on the expense of their roof themselves. Is that accurate?
And that's kind of the goal, I think. And the reason there, I mean, that seems to work a little better is because, remember, if you said earlier, you know, one roof may cost you $12,000 if you go do it yourself, but if you get the insurance company involved, all of a sudden it's $20,000. You know, and that seems to be the difference, you know, and I'm using this just as general numbers, but those are some of the kind of stuff we see every day. You know, yeah,
is that,
people have to realize your house needs maintenance and it needs, things need to be replaced. You can't go forever with an old roof. It just can't.
Yeah.
It doesn't work out.
Is that higher expense because of the roofers, because the attorney fees, like, as you mentioned, you do it yourself, you know, you hire your roofers yourself at a time when they're not busy, so they can't charge super high prices, right? What does that difference look like? Is that accurate? And why,
well, yeah,
why would it be like that?
Actually kind of accurate. You know, it's funny because you see the same roof on the same house in the same neighborhood, different address, of course, and you see the price differences. It, you know, depends on when you have the roofer do it. you know, season, not season. All of a sudden, when you add a salesman into it, or, you know, a guy who, who's, you know, does the claim and does all that paperwork, he has to make it, you know, his sale commission. He has to make his, you know, his fee for the claim. If you add an attorney, they got to make their fee, you know, so you start adding that onto the cost of a roof, and it, easily you take a, you know, $15,000 roof or $12,000 roof and make it $20,000 or $22,000 or $24,000, you know, it can easily happen. I'm just talking even shingles here. I'm not even talking about what could happen with a tile roof. You know, some of those, you know, roofs can run you, you know, $80,000-$100,000. We had one recently, it was $104,000 was the claim on a tile roof. And you go, well, that's just insane. The house was not all that big. It was, you know, 3,000 square feet at most, but the roofer was proud that that's the money he got. And he got it, convinced them to do a metal roof, metal, you know, tile roof. So it was metal tiles. When in fact, they originally had a concrete tile roof and it was hail damage on a concrete tile roof. And, you know, unless you got shattered tiles, you know, how much damage could possibly be there? But that's the claim he got, $100,000, $104,000, mm-hmm. I think it was. So, you know, that's the kind of expense. And, you know, now we got to cover that. Somebody's got to pay that, you know. $100,000 is a lot of insurance premiums.
Yeah. And do you think, I guess this is my last question here. Do you think like this is a problem with the roofing salesman and the businesses, an insurance issue, or like an altogether, like the homeowners not wanting to pay for their new roof, you know, every 20 years, the roofers trying to sell way too much, and the insurance companies trying not to move by paying for roofs?
I think you're exactly right. It's, you know, it's the homeowners not willing to replace the roof when it needs to be. So dragging it out when they really should be replacing it, you know, because we all know a newer roof holds up better in a storm. You know, brittle shingles pull apart easier in a windstorm. They get damaged easier in a hailstorm. So keeping your roof, you know, that's one thing there. The roofers, you know, jacking up rates because of.
Can you hear me?
I'm here. I can hear you.
Oh, there we go. All right. So we were at, we think it's an all party issue, right? The homeowners, yes. They're yep. not wanting to pay. The roofers, they're wanting to upsell and sell more roofs. And then we're at insurance, right?
Yep. They don't want to pay for roofs. You know, they let's not let them off, you know, because they do deny claims when they shouldn't sometimes. You know, we've mm-hmm. seen that where there's damage and their first response is deny the claim. So now the homeowner is forced to, you know, file an, you know, a lawsuit or assign benefits so somebody else will file a lawsuit. So, you know, that's a problem. And, you know, of course, like we mentioned, the roofers, you know, raising their rates, you know, it's an all around thing. And it's the building code where, you know, you can't fix a portion of a roof. You know, I understand why you would do that. You know, if there's more than 25% damage, you really should just buy a new roof. Well, now we're starting to see the problem. If I got 25% hail damage on one plane of the roof, now I got to replace the whole roof. Well, that's what's costing us money.
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah,
it's an all around issue. And, you know, this law, I we'll see how it plays out and if it gets passed. Because there is a sister bill in the House, I believe. But, you know, it's always the devil's in the details. What does that replacement schedule actually look like? You know, does it start at 10 years and does it, you know, immediately go to 50%? Does it, you know, go to 20 years or does it go to 17 years and it drops down, you know, 30% each year after 10? You know, what does that look like? And then, you know, these claims, you know, I feel bad for somebody who doesn't know their roof had damage, doesn't notice it, and they're 2 years up, you know, 2 years are up and they can't file a claim now when it was really truly a, you know, hail damage or a storm damage. Mm-hmm. That's why it's important to have your roof inspected after a storm. You know, have somebody you know go up there. And then at the same time, you know, there's people that'll go up there with a ball peen hammer, smack their tile, you know, their shingles and say, hey, it's hail damage, you know, or pull the shingles up and say, hey, yeah, they got damaged in the storm. There's always that one person that'll do that. So you got to be real careful about who you let on your roof. If they're promising you free stuff, it's probably not free. It's probably going to cost somebody somewhere along the way. and you probably shouldn't let them on your roof.
Yeah. It sounds like overall this bill seems like a step in the right direction, but it's not the biggest save in the world. And to me, it seems like the biggest save in the world would be education. Educating homeowners more about the process and educating all parties about where the final bill comes and how it affects all parties.
Yeah, I mean, that certainly will help. But, you know, when you're faced a bill for $15,000 to replace your roof or file a claim on your insurance, everybody files a claim, you know. And unfortunately, you know, it's human nature. And who really owes it, it's really hard to say. But sometimes it depends who you ask. Yeah. But, definitely homeowner education is a step in the right direction. You know, this law, whether it winds up in this current version or not, and I'm not a lawyer to let you know how it plays out, but we all thought the building code making it so if you got 25% damage, getting a new roof was a good idea. And now you can see where if you have a little bit of hail damage, you know, one spot could cost us money. So, yeah. You know, it's
all right. Well, thank you so much for coming on and talking about this topic. Where can people find you?
They could find me usually at work, Honor Services. So it's www.honorservices.com. So I'm usually there. Give us a call if there's anything we can do for you.
Yeah, and so you do these types of roof inspections, right?
Yeah, we do all kinds of roof inspections. We inspect from brand new to, you know, as old as they can be. So we do commercial roof inspections a lot of times. A lot of times we go in as a unbiased party because we're not going to make money off the new roof and we don't care who pays for it. We'll just tell you what the roof is like. So it's always a good idea to hire somebody that's independent so you really have a good answer. A lot of times, you know, roofers may hire us just to, you know, if a homeowner has a complaint, you know, just to see what if they're right or wrong. Or the homeowner will hire us to see if the roofer did everything right, or the HOA, or, you know, the builder a lot of times will hire us just to look at the roof too.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on and educating us. I think that bill, I hope it gets through, and I hope this is a step in the right direction, especially with educating homeowners and everything turns out the way it should be. It sounds like it's going to be a long battle that's going to be a slow change. But thank you so much for coming on.